Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Current and past attorney generals from both major political parties from several states are asking Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds to veto a measure that would force Iowa's attorney general to seek permission to file out-of-state lawsuits. They think the move designed by Republicans to keep Democratic Attorney General Tom Miller from joining lawsuits against Donald Trump's administration violates basic checks and balances. Iowa would be the only state with such limits to an attorney general. Reynolds is considering the measure passed in the final days of the legislative session. Soybean prices plunged earlier this week to a 10-year low after President Trump imposed more tariffs on imports from China late last week. China retaliated with more hikes on Monday on U.S. goods. The trade war that started last summer has already hurt farmers, despite $11 billion in relief payments that were doled out last year by the federal government. The personal income of farmers declined by about $12 billion during the first 3 months of this year. That's according to the U.S. Commerce Department. A similar pace of decline is expected in the upcoming months, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. We'll have more on the impact of tariffs on soybean farms during the exchange next with Mary Hartnett. A Northeast Nebraska farmer is recovering after cutting off his own leg with a pocket knife to save himself from a piece of farm equipment that he had become caught in.
It is what it is. Make the best of it is all you can do. I mean, it could have always been worse.
That's Kurt Kaser talking to Omaha television station KETV. The 63-year-old farmer from Pender was unloading corn last month when he got out of his truck and accidentally stepped on the grain hopper opening. An auger in the hopper caught Kaser's leg, pulling him in. He said he couldn't pull his leg out and didn't have a cell phone. There was no one around to help. On Friday, Kaser was released from a rehabilitation center. He will have to wait for the injury to fully heal before getting a prosthetic limb. Iowa ranks second in the country when it comes to issues with puppy mills and dog breeders. That's according to a new report released by the U.S. Humane Society. The report highlighted 100 problem puppy mills in the country. Five of them are located in Siouxland, in the communities of Sheldon, Melvin, Sioux Center, Sioux Rapids in Iowa, and Walt Hilden, Nebraska. Communities that were flooded when levees failed along the Missouri River earlier this spring will likely remain exposed to high water for months to come. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the federal agency that regulates flood control along the waterway, has been assessing the levees that were crippled in March, but repairs have been hindered by the extent of the damage and lingering floodwaters. The federal government will pay for all the repairs to levees in the federal system, and 80% of the cost repair levees owned by cities or agricultural groups. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for another news update at 4:04 this afternoon with Mary Hartnett. Have a great afternoon. The Exchange is next.